This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In West Bengal, repolling was held today across 15 booths in South 24 Parganas district. These include 11 booths in Magrahat Paschim constituency and 4 in Diamond Harbour seat. Nearly 87% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. Polling remained largely peaceful across the two assembly segments. The repolling was ordered by the Election Commission on the basis of reports received from the concerned returning officers and the observers. Voting on these polling stations was held on the 29th of last month in the second phase of assembly elections. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held on Monday. The Election Commission has deployed additional counting observers and police observers in West Bengal. A total of 165 additional counting observers have been assigned to assist counting observers, while 77 police observers have been deployed to strengthen security and oversee law and order arrangements around the counting centres. The Commission said these measures are aimed at ensuring that the counting process is conducted in a secure, peaceful, intimidation-free and transparent manner. However, it clarified that police observers will not enter the counting halls under any circumstances on the day of the vote of counting. In Chhattisgarh, 4 security personnel lost their lives and 1 personnel was injured in an IED blast near the Kanker Narayanpur district border today. The incident occurred while personnel of the District Reserve Guard, DRG, were on an operation to defuse an improvised explosive device, IED. According to police, a DRG team had been deployed for demining, area domination and search operations under the Chote Bethia police station limits. During the operation, the IED exploded while it was being defused. Inspector Sukram Varti and Constables Krishna Komra, Sanjay Garpale and Parmanand Komra were critically wounded in the blast and later succumbed to their injuries. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today launched the Cell Broadcast System to strengthen India's emergency communication systems and enhancing public safety infrastructure. CBS is an indigenous technology developed by the Center for Development of Telematics, CDOT, under the Department of Telecommunications, in collaboration with the National Disaster Management Authority and the Ministry of Home Affairs. A nationwide test of the system was successfully conducted today, during which emergency alert messages were broadcast to mobile phones across the country. As part of it, a notification with a siren alert was sent to the mobile devices of citizens around this noon to test the system. Speaking at the launch in New Delhi, the minister called it a transformative step in India's disaster management framework, reflecting the shift from a reactive to a proactive approach in safeguarding citizens. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has appointed communications expert Prasoon Joshi as the chairman of Prasar Bharati, India's public service broadcaster. Mr. Joshi's work spans acclaimed film lyrics, advertising campaigns and socially resonant storytelling that connects with diverse audiences across the country. Earlier, Mr. Joshi has served as the chairperson of Central Board of Film Certification, Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to Jamaica, Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago from today, which will continue till the 10th of this month. These countries share a special connection with India, owing to the presence of Girimitia communities. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet with the leadership of the three countries. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opt to bat first against Chennai Super Kings. Match will begin in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And in badminton, Indian men's team will take on France for a place in the finals of the Thomas Cup 2026 at Horsens in Denmark today. India advanced to the semi-finals after a dominant 3-0 win over Chinese Taipei in the quarter-finals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.